We're going to look at the second piece of Sas Emes, Shnas Tov Resh Mem Zayin, page 59 of these editions of Sas Emes. The Parshas Nizirus Kol Yimei Nizra Kadoishu. Im Kain, the Sas Emes says, if all a person has to do is let his hair grow and not drink anything made with wine products, grapes, not become Tamei. So it's not that there's some kind of holiness that's superimposed or that's brought in from an external source that influences an individual. La'olam nignas hakdusha b'leiv ish Yisrael. The kedusha is inherent to the nature of the heart, the soul of the holy Yid. The Yidden are, by their nature, kadosh. Rak shekefi haprishos minagashmius, commensurate with how much we distinguish ourselves, separate ourselves from emphasis on physicality, from earthiness, moitzi ha'aras hakedusha mikoyach elapoil. That's how we bring out that which is latent in holiness within us. We bring it into actualization, to bring it, what is called mikoyach elapoil, by us in the vernacular, is actualization of potential. But it's even more than potential, it's actualization of and realization of an inherent character that the Lev Ish Yisrael is Kadosh. What can show and bring out the latent Kedusha in the Lev Ish Yisrael? The Jew being Perish from Gashmias. As soon as he's Perish from Gashmias, then automatically the Holy Kedusha springs forth and is revealed. The energy, Ha'aras HaKedusha, comes mikayach elapoel, dechsiv, vayitzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with two yudin, shte yitziris, the yitzahara, which is based on the body, and the yitzahara toiv, which is based on the neshama, v'yesh tzir ha-neshama, there's the creation of the neshama, umislabesh b'tzir ha-guf, it's clothed and enveloped within the created physical body. So the truth is that man has this duality inherent in man, is therefore the neshama and the holiness of his neshama. It needs simply to be allowed to shine forth. V'zehu, excuse me, I skipped a line, Rak shetzarach ha'adam lirois limtzai hisgalus tzir apnimi. I spoke it out, but I skipped. It means that a person has to see to it, to find the way to reveal that inner creation of his, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, the neshama shenesata b'tahirei, can shine forth if the person knows what to do with his physicality and how to set it aside. V'zehu shekasuf ish kiyafli lindar neder. The reason to use the word yafli, the reason why it's called hafla, to take a nether is called a haflo. D'isa b'medrash. The medrash says in Bereishis, in Tanchuma, on the pasuk ki gadol atov oisei niflois, she doirish al ruach ha'odom shebekirbay. What is the niflois? The Tanchum says the niflois are that inside man is a neshama. Inside man is a holy neshama blown into man, and with all of that which man has in him that is open to the outside, and with all of the nekavim, chaludim within man, the neshama still stays there. It inheres in man, and it's so holy. So the idea is that what's so fantastic, what's so mystically enticing to us, is to ponder how a physical flesh and blood being can have something so holy within it. How a person can be a kadosh when all he is or she is flesh and blood. There are some of us who have had the schus of meeting face to face, of seeing some very, very special holy people. And you get the sense when having met them, you saw certain people, you knew you were in the presence of a kadosh. You spoke for a few minutes, with such a person, you knew that you were in the presence of a Kaddosh. You know, one of my colleagues here, Rav Feitman, was giving a talk once when he was living in Cleveland, and he was describing to a mostly non-observant crowd the holy personality of the Gadol Batayra, and talked and talked and talked, and it was a beautiful and successful talk. But then the most important moment came when, after all that was said, with a beautiful light shining down on a big painting of Rav Moshe Zatzal, he withdrew the cover, and everyone could just look for a moment at the visage of Kedusha that was Rav Moshe Zatzal's face. And the people all like gasped, because they all now understood that everything that had been said about the holy personality of a Gadol is true, and you see it shining out from the face of Rav Moshe, even in a picture, let alone in real life. So that's what's called haflah. That's the neflois habayri. A physical person has in him something otherworldly, something divinely holy. Says on the Pirish, it doesn't just mean the miracles of all that's going on in the body. It means also the pella of the Holy Spirit that is in the physical, earthy body. Hafla means, therefore, something that is all about the challenge of this almost incongruous joining, improbable and miraculous coming together of the holy, holy, holy neshama inside a physical guf. The Ramah there says, "Umafil asayis is shakarish baruch kasha haneshama shehi ruchni b'kayf hagashmi." That the ultimate in holiness, the neshama blown in by God Himself, inheres and inhabits a physical body. Hafle v'fel. V'zeh atzmai perish bereshis bora. And that's, the Sfasemis here says, such a beautiful idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, meaning the pinnacle of creation, man, with reshis. Shehiyah hiskashus lahabriya b'horeshis. Meaning that the beginning of man is God, the Creator. Bereshis bara. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man with reshis. He created man with the source of everything that exists taking up residence within him. It's the hashtik got the neshama. Ata barasa, ata yitzarta, ata nefachtabi. The neshama inside a Jew is hashtik got, as you would say. It's an aspect of God that's in man. That's bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with that reshis. Who is, and what is the beginning? Hashem is the beginning. Hu reshis, hu achris. The reshis was blown into creation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with this kesher, this unbreakable bond with the reshis himself. Shiyah hiskashrus lahabriya b'horeshis. Everything is connected to him, to the Reishis. V'zehu oyse neflois ator lekim levadecha. That's what the pasuk in Tehillim Pei Vav means. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have made this miraculous presence of the holiness in us, in physical bodies, in mortal men. V'kodem hached, hayim izgala zehakach ba'adam liyois kolul meruchni v'gashmi b'li hishtanos. Before the chet of Adam and Rishon, Adam and Chava, caused that there should be a distinction between the guf and the guf and its potential to do averes, versus everything being holy at once, the guf and the neshama all at once, bli hishtanos, without any distinction. Ah, but that was kodem chet. After the chet, the challenge is to save the holiness of the neshama, cause it to ride over and above and become preeminent over the guf. But there's hishtanus, there's distinction between the guf and all the challenges of physicality versus spirituality. V'zehu shekosuv ani amarti elikim atem at Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I was going to again return all of Klal Yisrael to the matzav, to the situation of Adam Kodem Achet. Ani amarti elikim atem. Uvnei ol yoin kulchem. Then with the chet, now he means, of course, the chet. Achein kodem temusun. Unfortunately, that again became the challenge for us. Now the challenge is to distinguish our holy aspect from the lower aspect, the physicality of man, in order to be zachel liskos lehisgalus tzir haniflo, in order to have that spiritual aspect of man shine forth alone, or at least from within that which a man does with his physical guf, from the mitzvahs that he performs, from the Torah that the person learns. He transforms that which can be seen as you look upon him, as you behold what his life is all about. You behold a life of holiness. That's lehisgalos. That is how we bring out and reveal the fantastic creation, that fantastic aspect, that holy aspect of the spiritual man. There are times and mitzvahs through which we bring out and show this aspect, this holy aspect, this Holy Spirit. K'may b'Shabbos, shu yom d'neshmasin, a day of the neshama, a day of the neshama yisera. So the idea of setting aside malacha is not just kivoy shavas mikol malachtoi. Of course, that's the ikar in Shabbos, is to be made, because Baruch Hu was Shabbos. But by us taking our own lives and setting aside malacha, we are saying the guf, and what the guf can do is a miut of what we are all about. It's the least important of everything man is. Do you know what I am? I'm a neshama. And on Shabbos, it shines forth with an added aspect of neshama yisera. It's a yom d'nishmasin. V'gam mitzvah tefillin. B'chol yom isa b'zayir ha-kadosh, shemizgal et sir ha-adam al yedei ha-tefillin. That tefillin and the four parshiyos represent aspects of man and how the holy aspect of man can shine forth from man and from even his physical abilities to do, to walk, to see, to think, to feel. B'medrash, the medrash says, Hadas mischalek b'dalad mekaymes, ayin sham. Remez l'dalad parshiyos shebetfillin shehu hispashtos hadas b'dalad mekaymes. The medrash says that there are two kloyos that have adrenals, and the adrenal glands are responsible for what we classically describe as the decision to either fight or flight. In other words, how we respond to situations. And then there's the peh, there's the expression of what we feel and what we think, and the lev. These four vessels in the body have the ability to express holiness and accomplish things that are of such great magnitude in holiness or chas v'shalom, if we are not able to maintain ourselves and our faculties under control, if there's inebriation, oh boy, oh do we make the wrong decisions. Oh, do those adrenals not work properly? Oh, does that heart not decide properly? And oh boy, what comes out of the mouth, what people might say. And the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah, that he's quoting, says that the concept of revi'is yayin, the revi'is yayin, and the idea of that shikrus, that becoming inebriated, and the measure for it is revi'is yayin, you know, revi'is ahin, all is a reference to the four kelim, the kloyos, the peh, the lev. And what he means when he says that tefillin is hispashtus hadas b'dalad mekaymos, it means these four kelim. That by putting on tefillin, your mishabed the lev and the mayach, all your decision making is now going to be informed by the kedusha that the tefillin is going to conjure up. by the Kedusha represented by the Tefillin. So that man's decisions and man's thoughts in these Kalim, in the Kloyos, in the Lev, and then what he'll say, Bepeh, will be determined by holiness. That's what the Tefillin represent. And that's why there are four Parshias in the Tefillin, Kineged, these four Kalim, the Kloyos, the Lev, and the Peh.
But so the kidneys or the
kidneys.
Adrenal glands?
Well, the adrenal glands are located.
They're adrenals, right? They're at the Kloyos.
The Pasuk says that all of the world will see. Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha V'yaru Mimeko. Zeh Tefillin Shebaroish. Tefillin Shel Yad Hu Bitul Haguf. Shal Yedei Zeh Yochel Hizgalis Koyach HaNeshama. The idea of the Tefillin Shel Yad is to take all of the physicality and cause it to become submitted completely to spirituality. And then all of the koyach of the neshama will be able to come forth and be seen and activate what it is that the person decides to do. And then you'll see the neshama actualized in the way the person lives. K'may b'nazir al yedei haprisha. So we don't do naziris anymore, but we put on tefillin every day. And tefillin is meshabed leguf. That's the lashon that we use in preparation. We are making ourselves by the kavanas of being meshabed both the mind and the body. Because by being meshabed the body to do the work of the neshama, we are accomplishing that which a nazir was trying to accomplish. By causing the neshama to ride over, meaning to control and to completely have its rule and shlita over the body. And then finally he says, V'samchu l'parsha saita, k'moshu z'chrenim l'vracha haroya saita b'kulkula yazar atzmei mehayayin. The idea of having the parsha of saita and the nazir come one after the other is simply put because that's what the saita is all about. It's about the physical body and pleasures, and if someone feels that that's where they may be headed, chas v'shalom, so yazir atzmei mehayayin. They should stay away from wine because it's a drink that can cause someone to also be involved in some improper behavior, losing full control and faculty and poor judgment can cause these kinds of behaviors and this kind of unfaithfulness. But deeper he says, v'inyan hu d'chsiv. It says about the nazir where he has been forced even accidentally, to have broken his naziris, asher chota al hanefesh, and therefore he is considered to have done something wrong. It's asher chota al hanefesh. He apparently wasn't worthy yet, or capable, or committed correctly to what it is that the nazir has to commit. Darshu chazal al shetzier atzmei mehayayin, v'haynu ki mechavon emes hayish hi yahadam ki dechsev asa elokim. Ha'adam Yashar, Kadosh Baruch Hu created man Yashar. Kailul Hanashama Vahaguf, Ke'echad, V'lo Yitztarech Lifroish Mikol Zeh. What is it that it means in the Pasuk where it says that the person who was a Nazir and then became Tameh accidentally was a Chata al HaNefesh? The reason he's called a chata al hanefesh is because the whole idea of becoming a nazir is only necessary when you don't have a natural, proper, overriding, forceful neshama directing everything in your life. When you are not, when you are the opposite of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man ha'adam yashar. Meaning that man by his nature originally was with a neshama and a guf all at once, not requiring him to be perish min hayayin because the neshama was so overpowering and so much in control and shining forth with all that would direct the guf to do only the right thing. It wouldn't be necessary to take the drastic step of being perish min hayayin. If you feel you have to be Pirish Minayayin, that means you're so far away from what that greatness that was Adam Rishon Kodem Achet.
So I bring a carbon afterwards, right?
And so he has to bring a carbon and then start his Nazirus over. Apparently, the person who even accidentally becomes Tameh while being a Nazir is being told by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not only were you far away from the state of man in which he doesn't need Nazirus, but even your acceptance of the Nazirus and the terms by which you took on your Nazirus were not complete or true enough to effect the good outcome that your Nazirus was intended to. So start over. But what the Sfasemis is saying is more basically just that the idea of Chata ala Nefesh is not because, you know, Tzir Atzmi Mehayayin and you're not supposed to. You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. You should not be so far away from man with his neshama shining forth already that you have to take so drastic a step as to decline to give your guf the pleasure of yayin. But if that's what you have to do, then that's what you have to do. But you have to do it in earnest, and you have to do it with the right plan. Ach kisheroyin hiskabrus hayetzer hara. If you do see yetzer hara overtaking your decision making, and that the neshama is not shining forth and is not ruling and is not dominant in how you live, bal karcham tzrichin lahashlich hagashmius. You have no choice, and you have to take that bold step of putting down and setting aside the gashmius and the guf, kidei lizgais laharas haneshama kiniskel el, so that you can force out that which is truly the kedusha within. Remember, it's their natural state is to be kaddish. The natural kedusha of the person is wholesome and is within him or her. It shouldn't be necessary, but if it's necessary, then we have to set aside, then we have to, you know, mitigate the presence of, the power of, the influence of the guf in order for the neshama to shine forth. But obviously, if you are able to become a kaddish by simple nazirus, as he says in the beginning, obviously, la'olam nignaz hakdusha b'lev ish Yisrael. And it's an important thing, especially when we deal with young people who are struggling, not only with material and substance abuse, but klal, young people who are so enamored of olam hazeh and are so caught up in issues of the guf and issues of pleasure and issues of lifestyle. And it's so easy to get caught up in it. It's so alluring. You have to know that as much as it's so great a challenge, and as much as there's so many challenges in how we live and in how involved we become in the materialism all around us, those, even those who are most drawn in, are intrinsically within Kadosh. They have a Kedusha that just has to be allowed to shine forth. But they are Kadosh, there is a Kedusha in B'lev Ish Yisrael. And if we can just set aside a little bit of the emphasis on the guf, the Kedusha in all of us would shine forth with such a great, bright illumination.